Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning, and it's the 17th of October, 2022. You know, it's for us who were born and brought up in homes that had a King James Version of the Bible, most of us have heard what we're going to read this morning many, many, many times. It's a very popular chapter in the Bible. It's the 19th chapter of Psalms. You know, and I have often told people, for a person that taught for a while 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade science, it's hard to believe that I had bought into the lie of that we were living on a ball all of my life. You know, I didn't even stop to think about how's water going to stay on a ball. And people say gravity, gravity. Well, you try to take a beach ball and run water on it and see what happens. This chapter declares that we're in a circle, but doesn't say anything about a ball. And this psalm also declares the glory of God, and it also declares a firmament. I've often said a firmament is firm. You know, we're in a closed system, the stars, and the sun and the moon are inside the closed system. Well, God reveals himself finally to all of his elect in some unusual ways. You know, the sun comes up and the sun goes down. The earth is not revolving around the sun. The sun is revolving around the earth. Or, you know, not around the earth, but the sun comes up, the sun goes down. So sometimes the science people think they are so smart. They've concocted all of this. Copernicus concocted all these lies. Says that the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You know, the least educated people are the most sometimes practical. Speaking of the disciples, it says that they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus, and it also says that they were not learned men. Well, he concludes this psalm with, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." A lot of people are not living up to that prayer, because if we're putting out things that are lies, you know, and say we're Christians, how can that be acceptable to the Lord in his sight? So I'm going to have Mark read this, and as he reads this, just think about the creation and what God has done in his majesty and glory, and realize that we're not a spinning ball through space at 60,000 miles an hour. We're fixed, stationary.
chief musician, the Psalm of David, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day and the day utter speech, and the night showeth knowledge. There is no speech or language, but their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, their words to the end of the world. And then hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. So the bridegroom cometh out of his chamber, rejoices the strong man to run a race. Going forth is from the end of the heaven, the circuit of the end of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise and simple. Statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweet also than honey and honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them is his great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I see upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in my sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Thank you, Mark. Well, I hope you all have a blessed day today, and just ask yourself today, are you still spinning? Are you dizzy? Have a blessed day.